Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest on the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. All right, today I have Sue Moore on the line, and she's a Master Certified Life, Business, and Enneagram Coach at The Inner Vision. Sue, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Adam. I really appreciate it.
All right, Sue, so what a great topic. Breakthrough from the inside out in 2022. So we're recording this at the end of 2021, but it'll probably be released by the beginning of 2022. So that being said, perfect timing for this topic. I'm excited to get into it. But before we do that, we'll start this episode the way that we start them all, with our Mission Matters Minute. So, Sue, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission. Sue, what mission matters to you?
Well, what mission matters to me is literally people. I'll always say that people's success is truly my success, and success is defined differently for everyone. It could be success through life. It could be success in business. It could be success in marriage. But being able to take that mission, being able to work with individuals and help them have optimal success in their life, I believe that mission matters.
That's awesome. Love bringing mission-based entrepreneurs and experts on the line to share why they do what they do, like what gets them fired up, what gets them raring to go in the morning, and really just get out there and make a difference in the world. So exciting stuff there. So Sue, just getting into today's topic, I'll have to confess to you first thing first, I didn't know what an Enneagram coach is.
Tell us a little bit
more about the coaching side of things and what that means, because my naive, maybe there's somebody else listening that doesn't know as well. So shed some light on this one for us, please.
Sounds great. Well, there are the Enneagram, and I'll speak about that in a minute, but coaching in itself, because Enneagram is one of the tools that I have in my toolbox. And Adam, I don't believe we were created to create alone. I mean, we have read all throughout scripture, and we've read all throughout life, and we've been able to see we weren't created to be alone either. I mean, especially right now, isolation is one of the hardest things that are going on with human beings. And so many times we try to do things ourselves and it doesn't work. Have you ever tried to do anything yourself and someone else came along and you're just like, hey, it works better because I have another person?
Oh, for sure. Well, absolutely.
Yeah, it makes sense, doesn't it? It's just logical sense. And we're literally just moments away from greatness. Each one of us, that's what the title Breakthrough from the Inside Out in 2022 is about. And what I've found over the past 20 years of coaching and consulting is that people are stuck. Like there's something inside of them, like a barrier that's blocking their way from breaking through. And what a coach does, a good coach, can discover that barrier through the honed skills that we've all been given. And then together, we can have a co-creative process with the coach and the coachee. And there are aha moments that just pop up. And then there's a synergy that starts to happen. Because I truly believe, after doing this for 20 years, Adam, that the answer is always in the question. And I help people figure out, first of all, what the questions are, and then for them to do a deep dive into their answers, and then literally break out from the inside out. Sounds fun, right?
No, absolutely. And so taking it a level deeper, just so, again, certified life, business, and Enneagram coach, I still need you to tell me the Enneagram part. So tell me a little bit more about what that means.
Mm-hmm. So the Enneagram is one of the tools that I utilize in my coaching. So it is an ancient tool. There are 9 basic types. And Adam, I teach on a faith-based avenue. I also teach secular, but I love to be able to take the fruit of the spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Even though we have access to all of them in our life, we are dominant in the need for one. For example, I am what they call a 7 type on the Enneagram. My whole life seeks joy. If I don't have joy in my life, depression sets in, anxiety, etc. That is something that I need to have in my life. So each type, and there's 9 different ones, I thought that was kind of cool that there's 9 different fruit of the spirit. But it would be fascinating if you would be able to get and type yourself, and you'd really think that I was reading your mail, because these 9 basic types have core motivations, core desires, and core truths that each one of them share. I think it's just so fascinating that we were created that way. Imagine this. Imagine that you have a tool that can help you discover why you think, feel, and react the way that you do. Doesn't that sound like a superpower? So the Enneagram gives you that tool to be able to figure that out. Imagine for business that you know your customer before they even purchase. It literally changes the entire trajectory of how you would sell to them. I'm going to give you an example. And again, I'm taking the shallow end here because this tool goes so deep. But for example, I'm going to use myself again as a type 7 on the Enneagram, and then I'm going to use a type 1 on the Enneagram. That type 1 wants to make sure that they deal with just right and wrong. This is right. This is wrong. There are no gray lines. And this is how they run their life. They have a voice inside of their head that's always saying, you're not doing good enough. You need to do better. And you'll be able to figure out who those people are once that you know a little bit more about the Enneagram. Now, on the other end, you have me as a 7. My whole life is lovingly gray. Mm-hmm. I love to be able to jump over that fence, see what's on the other side. I move the lines of right and wrong a whole bunch to the left and to the right. And I love joy, as I talked about earlier. So right now, as I've just defined that, you really can see 2 different personality types, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's say that you're a real estate agent and you come in and you are able to see, just from knowing about this tool, the Enneagram, that Sue wants to have a home that personifies experience and joy and fun. So this real estate agent would sell their home to me going, Sue, imagine, sit down here at the kitchen table. Just imagine all the lovely parties you're going to have and your grandkids having a blast and the memories you're going to make. Well, she has touched that part inside of me and has emoted what I need. Now, let's say that one, that type 1 comes walking in the door. Now that you know a little bit about that 1, there's no way she would sell it to that person the same way she'd sell it to me. It would be more a little bit bottom line. This is what the houses in the area are selling for. This is what you can afford, and this is what I suggest. That whole different trajectory changes just with those 2 people. And it just goes on down the line. It is truly fascinating once that you're able to see that. And how that works with coaching is, and I want to say this real quick, we are not defined by our number. I don't want people walking around going, I'm a 7 and I'm a 9 and I'm a 4. It really is just a tool for us to be a better us and to figure out why we tick the way that we do. But it's truly a powerful one. And when we realize why we act the way we do, we give more grace for our partners, for our family, because then we realize why they react the way they do. Adam, it's a game changer on so many levels.
So as we go into 2022, or actually when people are listening to this, it'll already be 2022. I mean, what are some of the things that you find that people should be thinking as we kind of start this new year?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, there's always the basic lay everything out, see what's working, see what isn't working. And I think many times people get frustrated with that. They'll start something new, and then we all know going to the gyms in February, they're starting to be less and less people in there. Coaching helps people to be able to figure out what works in their wheelhouse. Instead of just going, this works and this doesn't work, we need to start asking ourselves open-ended questions. Why didn't this work in 2021? And then do a little bit of brainstorming in our own life. Why did this relationship not work? Why is my marriage still not at the optimal where I want it to be? Why in business did I have that goal and didn't reach it? So I think what we need to do is do the classic things of being able to look and see what we have done before, what we want to do, why it didn't work, and how to make it work in 2022.
That's awesome. I think it's great advice, and I know I'll be taking it as we kind of move forward. So what are some examples of maybe just, there's some people listening that haven't maybe ever done coaching, or they're just kind of thinking about, like, they've heard it. Is it for them? Is it not for them? Maybe share a success story or something that's resulted from coaching.
Most definitely. I have dozens and dozens of them, but I have a couple favorites. I have a young girl, and again, I'm going to utilize the Enneagram. She is a type 3, an achiever, a go-getter. She makes lists. She really identifies success with finishing things and having optimal success that's in her corner. So I'll just use first names. Her name's Abigail, and she has a web design business. She came to me and she said, Sue, I've tried everything else. I want to make 3 times my income. I get so close and then it doesn't happen. Can you help me? So the number one thing that we did for her, started out with a 12-week coaching process, and she started to understand more about who she was. That fascinated her because, you see, her personality is, I've done all this work. I know who I am. She had so many aha moments that she started to be able to focus in such a deep way that things started to light up. I'm happy to say this past month, she just hit, since we've been coaching together, 3 times her income.
What a great story. I love it. And I mean, I'm a big fan of coaching. I always tell people, I'm like, yeah, you know, world-class athletes, like professionals, everything. I love that example. I mean, they all have coaches. It's for a reason. Mm-hmm. They could have the most talent in the world, but you still need a coach. So I love it. I think it's a great idea and things that something that people should absolutely consider. So that being said, Sue, if somebody's listening to this and they want to learn more and they want to connect with you and your team to further the conversation, I mean, what's the best way for them to do that?
Well, here's what I would love to do for your audience today. And this is a lot of value. Things only work, though, if you work it. So I'm offering your audience a complimentary 15-minute session to be able to lay out 3 of the things that they want to work on in 2022. And they can contact me. I believe you're going to give my information there, but if they just send me an email to Sue@theinnervision.com, and I want to tell you that a little bit. People think I'm so clever that Z has Zion in the name, and I have to come clean. The S was already taken. So make sure that Z is there, Sue@theinnervision.com, and just put in the subject line, complimentary session /Adam Torres, and I will provide that to them.
Fantastic. Well, Sue, really been great having you on the show today to learn more about your background and also all the great work that you're doing to help your clients. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. Hope you got a lot of tips. I know I sure did. If you did, don't forget, hit that subscribe button. We have many more mission-based entrepreneurs, executives, and experts coming on the line, and we don't want you to miss a thing. So definitely come back and hear some more. And Sue, really, it has been a pleasure. Thanks again for coming on the show.
Thank you, Adam. I've had a great time.